हरे कृष्णा, आई बी स्पीकिंग अबाउट श्रील भक्ति प्रमोद पुरी गोस्वामी. इन द अर्ली ईयर्स ऑफ दिस सेंचुरी, श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर सेट इन टू मोशन अ डिवोशनल रिवाइवल दैट रैपिडली स्प्रेड थ्रू बंगाल, इंडिया एंड इवेंचुअली द होल वर्ल्ड. ही पुट इन टू क्वेश्चन द वेरी फाउंडेशंस ऑफ प्रेजेंट डे थीस्टिक थॉट इन अ वे that has little comparison anywhere in the spiritual record, east or west. Through him, the world was awakened to the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the movement of pure devotion, Shuddha Bhakti. In orchestrating this modern Bhakti revolution, Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur gathered some of the greatest spiritual luminaries in contemporary history into his circle. Such a convergence of exalted spiritual personalities can only be compared to the coming together of Sri Chaitanya's direct followers in the 16th century. One of the devotional giants who entered Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's orbit was His Divine Grace Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj. We cannot describe the life of Srila Puri Goswami Maharaj without emphasizing his contribution to the spiritual movement in which he was so integrally involved. The in-depth of his accomplishments cannot be fathomed outside the context of Sri Gaudiya Math. With his fellow godbrothers, he shared an indomitable faith in the service of his Guru and the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This service was the sole purpose and highest aspiration of his being. This conviction led him to spread his entire life in the pursuit of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur and Mahaprabhu's pleasure and the fulfillment of their desires. If we examine his life in this setting, we will see more than just numbers, dates, places, and names. We will see how he embodied the very life current that his spiritual preceptors came to give this world. Srila Puri Goswami Maharaj took birth in the village of Ganganandpur in Jessore district in present-day Bangladesh. On October 8, 1898, his parents, Tarini Charan Chakravarti and Srimati Ram Ragini Devi, named him Sri Pramod Bhushan Chakravarti. During his childhood, he met his Vartama Pradaraksha Guru, one who opens the door to the path of devotion. Srila Bhakti Ratna Thakur, a godbrother and Shiksha disciple of Thakur Bhakti Vinoda, the legendary architect of the present Gaudiya Vaishnav movement. Through Bhakti Ratna Thakur, he was introduced to the Sajana Tosini, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's own Vaishnav periodical, which was filled with Bhakti Vinod's commentaries and holy teachings. In this way, Srila Puri Maharaj became familiar with the seminal works of the Shuddha Bhakti tradition, such as Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, and Srimad Bhagavatam. It was also through Bhakti Ratna Thakur that he first learnt of his future guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada. Srila Puri Maharaj was still a young university student when he first came before Srila Prabhupada at the Yog Peet in Sri Mayapur in 1950. It was a significant occasion for Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur's Diksha Guru, Parahamsa Thakur Srimad Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, had entered his eternal abode only the day before. Srila Puri Maharaj often recounted that as soon as he saw Srila Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur and paid his obeisances to him for the first time, He knew in his heart that this was his spiritual master. Some years later, on the auspicious day of Sri Krishna Janmashtami in 1923, he accepted both Harinam and Mantra Diksha from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and was given the name Pranavananda Brahmachari. Following his Gurudev's directives, he edited, wrote for, published and helped distribute countless spiritual publications. He was initially inspired and directed by his guru to start writing and contributing articles to the Gaudiya magazine, the backbone of the Gaudiya Math's missionary work. For 7 years, he served as a proofreader and as one of its primary editors. In 1926, he was charged with running the world's only daily Vaishnav newspaper, Dainika Nadia Prakasha. He held this service for 2 years, publishing all of his preceptor's daily discourses along with articles by fellow students and other contemporaries. His service and learning did not pass unnoticed by his Gurudev, who awarded him the titles of Mahamahopadeshika, Great Instructor, and Pratna Vidyalankara, Keeper of the Wisdom of the Ancient Scriptural Love. After the disappearance of his Gurudev in 1937, Srila Puri Maharaj continued his vocation of spreading the teachings of Sri Chaitanya through the Gaudiya magazine, first out of the Bagh Bazar Gaudiya Math, and then later the Sri Chaitanya Math in Mayapur. After he founded the Sri Chaitanya Gaudiya Math, Srila Puri Goswami Maharaj's godbrother, Srimad Bhakti Dayata Madhav Maharaj, invited him to head the editorial board of Chaitanyavani magazine in 1964. Puri Maharaj served in this capacity for 33 years, furthering his life's work of preserving the teachings of his spiritual lineage. Through Chaitanyavani, he continued to make a deep impact on the devotional world. In all, our venerable teacher's wisdom is embodied in over 60 years of writing on Vaishnav philosophy and theology. He penned a rich variety of texts, bringing the Bhagavad Dharma to life through hundreds of poems, essays, narratives, diaries, editorials, and personal letters, thus creating a storehouse of wealth of pure devotion for his disciples and the world at large. In 1942, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared to Srila Puri Maharaj in a dream vision and imparted to him the sannyas mantra, ordering him to accept the renounced order. After accepting Tridandi sannyas from his godbrother, Bhakti Gaurav Vaikhanash Maharaj, in Champahatti, in August of 1946, he toured parts of India with his godbrothers, such as Bhakti Ridoy Bon Maharaj and Bhakti Daita Madhav Maharaj. In the meantime, he continued to write and lecture with dedication. At the behest of his godbrother Tridandi Swami Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, he also served for 7 years as chief pujari for the Yogapitha Temple, the birth site of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In 1989, at the age of 91, Srila Puri Goswami Maharaj established the Sri Gopinath Gaudiya Math in Ishodhyan, Sri Mayapur, for the service of their divine lordships Sri Sri Gaura Gadadhar, Jagannath Dev, Radha Gopinath and Lakshmi Narsingha Dev. In the following years, he established other temples in Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan, Calcutta and Midnapur. Srila Puri Maharaj taught through his every action. He excelled in all aspects of devotional practice, and there was perhaps no area in which he did not exhibit utmost expertise, diligence, and foresight. This ranged from his encyclopedic knowledge of scripture to maintaining the printing press to his very beautiful singing of kirtan. He was especially recognized for his sensitivity and attention to detail in the performance of deity worship and devotional rites, and was thus widely called upon to be the head priest in most of the Gaudiya Math's deity installations and ceremonial functions. He was rarely known to rest. His service was an uninterrupted flow. Even in his later years, he would remain awake, writing and chanting through the night. All his youthful disciples were still asleep. When his personal servants came in the morning, they would inevitably find him awake and chanting the holy name, arisen before everyone else in the ashram. Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj had outstanding love for his godbrothers and was inspired in his glorification of others. He found richness in everyone he met. He had the quality of making one feel so much wanted and their life so much valued. At the same time, he paid the least attention to himself. He was an emblem of humility and simplicity, and his generosity of spirit and kindness touched the hearts of the whole Vaishnav community. Among his lifetime, intimate companions were Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Prajnan Keshav Maharaj, and Srila Akinchan Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj. Towards the end of his sojourn in this world, he was honored by the Gaudiya Vaishnav community for his learning, long life of service and devotion, and made president of the Whole World Vaishnav Association in 1995. He has love for his guru, and let it be known that his life is one with this word, with his words. This tribute, coming from Srila Prabhupada himself, is the most revealing. This tribute, coming from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj himself, is the most revealing statement about Srila Puri Goswami Maharaj's personality and qualities. He gave credit for all his accomplishments to the mercy of his Gurudev alone. Through the blessings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, this tribute coming from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur himself is the most revealing statement about Srila Puri Goswami Maharaj's personality and qualities. He gave credit for all of his accomplishments to the mercy of his Gurudev alone. Through the blessings of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj attracted the hearts of so many to the Bhagavat religion. People from so many different backgrounds and countries found in him a true spiritual guide and shelter. He upheld the principles of pure Vaishnavism and delineated the path of Sharanagati. He so embodied pure devotion and service to his spiritual master that one of his disciples once remarked that he was able to silently lay down Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's entire Siddhanta. We are greatly indebted to his divine grace for his gift, a lifetime of pure devotion spanning over a century, which we can aspire for, learn from, and discuss about for our own spiritual nourishment. Srila Puri Maharaj departed this world for the eternal abode of the pre-dawn hours of Narayan Chaturdashi, October 21, 1999, one day before the Rasa Purnima. His divine body was transported from Jagannath Puri to the Gopinath Gaudiya Math in Ishodhyan and there placed in his eternal Samadhi shrine. Prior to his departure from the world, Srila Puri Goswami Maharaj appointed his intimate disciple, Sripad Bhakti Bibhudha Bodhayan Maharaj, as his successor and president acharya of Sri Gopinath Gaudiya Math. In years to come, as more of his words and vision are translated, the world outside of Bengal and India will come to know the spirit of the true Vaishnav religion that he tirelessly shared. May the gentle rain of the nectar of his perfect teachings continue to bring auspiciousness into this world. As taken from Of Love and Separation. Thank you, Hare Krishna.